This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. First Chengdu Pokhara regular commercial flight lands at Pokhara International Airport, boosting Nepal's tourism hopes. Over 230 hatcheries shut down in Nepal post-COVID-19 pandemic. Free student union elections underway in Thriven University campuses. And a pair of US astronauts stuck for more than 9 months on the International Space Station being returned to Earth today. The first regular commercial chartered flight from Chengdu, China, landed at Pokhara International Airport today morning, carrying 128 passengers. The passengers were welcomed by the Chinese ambassador to Nepal, John Song, according to a video posted by the Chinese embassy. Operated by Sichuan Airlines, the flight is scheduled to depart with over 120 passengers, marking a key step for the airport's international operations. This weekly Tuesday service, backed by the Pokhara Tourism Council and Nepal Tourism Board, supports the Visit Nepal 2025 and Pokhara Tourism Year campaigns. Builds with 215.96 million US dollars Chinese loan and assistance. The airport has faced challenges since 2023 but aims to boost tourism, especially with 101,879 Chinese visitors in 2024. Police arrested a person along with more than 200 million rupees yesterday night. A team from the Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office, Teku, nabbed the person along with the mentioned amount from Chor area of Dhoka Municipality, Ward No. 1, according to the office chief, Senior Superintendent of Police, Ramesh Basnet. Police, however, have not revealed the identity of the caught person. SSP Basnet added that currency notes of different countries, including Nepali currency, the US dollar and euro, were seized from a truck. Newly appointed Inspector General of Police, IGP Deepak Thapa, has officially assumed his position, receiving the insignia of rank from the government. During a ceremony held at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Home Secretary Gogarnamani Duwari presented the insignia to Thapa. The Council of Ministers, in a meeting held on Monday evening, decided to appoint Deepak Thapa as the 31st IGP. Prior to this, the 30th Inspector General, Basanta Bahadur Kumar, retired last night after completing his 30-year service term. Thapa will take charge of his duties starting today. The election of the Free Student Union, FSU, is ongoing in the Thriven University-affiliated campuses across the country today. The TU-affiliated and constituent campuses are holding the FSU elections to elect new leadership of various student organizations. Voting began at 8 a.m. today in 250 campuses affiliated to Thriven University and 46 constituent campuses, according to Pashupati Adhikari, the member secretary of the FSU Central Monitoring and Coordination Committee. The voting began on most of the campuses and will continue till 4 p.m. The election committee formed on the campuses is scheduled to begin the vote count after the completion of the voting. 236 hatchery industries have shut down across Nepal since the COVID-19 pandemic began, according to the Nepal Poultry Federation. Before the pandemic, 348 hatcheries operated nationwide, but the number has dropped to 120, with layers hatchering decreasing from 14 to 6. The closures occurred because hatch chicks failed to sell even at their production cost for 2 years after the COVID-19 pandemic. Tikaram Pokhrel, the Federation's vice president, noted that weekly broiler chick production fell from 5.5 billion to 3 million, while layers chick production dropped from 250,000 to 130,000. Rajendra Lamichani from the Nepal Hatchery Industry Association explained that many hatcheries closed due to low prices, rising feed and medicine cost, high banking interest rates, cheap poultry prices, farmer displacement and illegal chick imports from India. He said surviving industries relied on bank loans. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated that progress has been made toward a peace agreement in Ukraine following discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ahead of a planned phone call with Putin on Tuesday morning, Trump noted that while some elements of a deal have been settled, significant works remain. He emphasized the urgency of ending the conflict, highlighting the high weekly death toll of soldiers on both sides. Trump previously expressed optimism to reporters about achieving a ceasefire and peace deal, suggesting confidence in the negotiations. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his Monday night address, criticized Putin for delaying the process, arguing that a resolution could have reached earlier and stressing the human cost of the ongoing war. With the Trump administration, there have been mixed messages about the state of the talks. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, following a meeting with Ukrainian officials in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, clarified that discussions focused primarily on the negotiation process itself rather than specific terms of a ceasefire. A pair of U.S. astronauts stuck for more than 9 months on International Space Station will be returned to Earth on Tuesday, that is today evening, according to NASA. After an epic 9 months in space, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams are finally getting ready to head home. Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams are to be transported home with another American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon craft. NASA said in a statement that it had moved the astronauts' anticipated ocean splashdown off the Florida coast forward approximately 5.57 p.m. local time on Tuesday due to the favorable conditions forecast. It was initially slated for no sooner than Wednesday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is witnessing a partial impact of the westerly wind and local wind system. The Kosi, Mades and Bagmati provinces are partly cloudy while rest of the country has fair weather, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The department further informed that most places of the country will see clear weather. Some places in the hilly regions of Gandaki province and Bagmati province will have light rainfall with thunder. Few mountainous areas will also receive snowfall later this afternoon. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. First Chengdu Pokhara regular commercial flight lands at Pokhara International Airport, boosting Nepal's tourism hopes. Over 230 hatcheries shut down in Nepal post-COVID-19 pandemic. Free student union elections underway in Thrivan University campuses. And a pair of U.S. astronauts stuck for more than 9 months on the International Space Station being returned to Earth today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.